Jesus Christ, he was fully God, fully man. He came to the earth to die and shed his blood for the sins of mankind, for your sins, my sins, and everybody else's sins. But the only way to get the forgiveness of sins is to repent. So if you have faith that he did that.
That means you give yourself to him. Like exactly what you said, and you have eternal life because you can respond through someone.
Well, yeah. Right. So what you do is you repent. So you live in your life for what you want to live it for.
Yeah.
And you're doing everything that you want to do in this life, but then you see what he did and you go, wow, the creator of the universe died for me. And you turn your way and you go, I want to follow after him. I want to serve him. Yeah. And when you turn your life toward him, you repent, he'll forgive you your sins, and you're willing to be obedient to him, you'll be born again. He'll put his Holy Spirit within you.
Yeah.
And if you're born again or born from above, now you're going to read the scriptures, his word, and follow and obey until the day you die. You keep doing that, then you'll find eternal life. And that's what the path is. See, a lot of these churches, another thing that we do is we warn you about man-made religion. They're not teaching the truth.
They're teaching from their own science fiction. From their own
science fiction, yeah. You know what?
That's what I call
exactly. They're not teaching the truth. Their own made-up thing. Yep, exactly. That's what they're doing. And what they're doing is Satan's synagogues. That's what I call them, those churches. Baptist, Methodist, Lutheran, AOG, it doesn't matter who it is.
Uh-huh.
They're created by man.
Yes.
There's 40,000 different flavors of them. You know the simplicity in Christ? It's that path to eternal life, and you study the scriptures. And if you got a willing heart to say, I'll lose my life for you, Lord, please help me see, please give me your Holy Spirit. What you need is the scriptures, the
to
Holy
see
Spirit.
Past evil.
Right, and
that,
to help you overcome your sins.
You
exactly.
Overcome your fear, your sins, and to see past evil.
Right. And so on the back of that card is a bunch of sins that, so this is the gospel on there that you and I just went through. And on the back of the card here is a bunch of sins that the churches are teaching. So we warn people, pull yourself out of there, get in the scriptures and study and obey. And our website's on there, our email's on there, we're willing to help people.
One would be to study is obedience.
Yes, obedience. Yep, you want to obey, yep. Like Christmas and Easter, they're lies. They're pagan holidays,
yes,
feminization, worldliness, entertainment, carnality. See, there's two kingdoms. If you look around in here, you see what God created, the earth, the sky, the trees, all the beauty. He created us, the good things. But then you see politics, entertainment, sports, music, and then people in it causing all kinds of chaos and distractions, things like that. It's Satan's kingdom we're born in the flesh. And then we must be born into God's kingdom. And we just went over the gospel. So if you repent and you're born.
So you have like nourishment, shelter, obedience, stability.
Right. So what you want to do is if you cry out to the Lord for the Holy Spirit and you're willing to lose your life to follow after him. And you study the scriptures, that's where the obedience comes in. If it tells you to do it, we do it. If it says don't do that, we stop doing it. And that's kind of like love in a covenant in a marriage, isn't it? When you meet a husband, so you see that. So you're out partying with everybody, and you're doing whatever it is you're doing, and flirting with the guys and stuff, and you meet a man.
But
you can't,
you
can't keep that and that.
So you get
a new life, right?
Yes.
It's kind of like having a new
life from the one you did around.
Right, and it's a covenant between a husband and a wife. It's an agreement, and that's what it is with mankind and God. It's a blood covenant, His blood. His shed blood. So that's what that's all about. So we got a very large website. We travel around the country to share it with people. We don't take anybody's money. We don't belong to any organization. We left all the churches out there.
You have a website. Can I follow my input, put my input on your website?
Don'tperish.com. You can check that out.
Okay.
And we don't take donations. We don't take nothing from anybody. In fact, we come out and we help people. That's what we do. We love people like you. And you know what?
Oh, God, because I'm homeless right now and have nowhere to go.
Oh, yeah, you know what? We live in our van. We sold everything we have, and we live in our van, and we meet people like you. I'm just saying, when I say people like you, people that might have ears to hear. The low of the society, I would say that because people call us that way, too. If you don't fit into society, they call you, like, low people, right?
Oh, yeah, I know. Exactly
yep, that's not right.
Sorry,
people who are lower in society are closer to the kingdom of God than the rich guy who thinks he's something.
Yeah, I understand that.
Yeah, so it's good. You look like you got a heart maybe for the things of God, so hopefully that helps you out.
Do.
You can go get yourself
are
something
you
to eat on that.
Are you in a position to help anybody else who's homeless?
I'm sorry?
Are you in a position to help anybody else or someone?
Well, we when we run into people, we do help them. So if
we see
somebody,
of course, yeah. Yes,
so you can get yourself some food and check out our website. Our email's on there. If you want to send us an email, I'll be happy to help you.
Okay, thank you.
All right, you take care. It was nice talking to you.